from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
And our friend Jake Hutchinson, who's all over the Niners. And Jake, why don't you just listen to this with us? You've probably heard it. I don't think our listeners have heard it. But check this out, and then Hutch, you can react. DeSean Jackson, remember the receiver, Cal product obviously, was recently on Speak for Yourself on FS1. And states that he was just on the phone with Trent Williams, a former teammate of his. Take a listen.
I don't think we need to panic so quietly. I just was on a phone call with my boy Trent. We call him the big boy, man. You know, he's the gorilla, man. He's working out. And when I say he's working out, he in that gym, man. So, and you know what? A little insight. You know, I don't want to talk too much, but I'm going to give y'all a little something, man.
A little something.
Working on something, man. I think they're going to make it right for my boy to come in there, man. He might be showing up a little late. You know, he got some fines and some fees he might have to take here. But he's going to be there, man. So, you know, for the Niners fans, it's going to be all right. So, y'all take it easy. But honestly, yeah, man, he'll be there shortly.
He'll be there shortly. Hutch, your reaction.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. First of all, Trent, I mean, he is a one-of-one athlete, like an all-time elite NFL athlete. So, you know, anyone at age 36 can, you know, just come off the street and be ready. It's him. But he's also not just coming off the street. Like, yeah, he stays ready. He works out, you know. And, you know, you talk to Chris Foerster, who's their offensive line coach, run game coordinator. You know, he's like, yeah, you need a little bit of reps, even if it's Trent. But I think he's going to get enough. Again, you know, I wouldn't stress about him. And I think the fact that Sean Jackson, you know, is saying that it might not be that far away, that wouldn't shock me because Niners have been playing with fire a little bit, and it's getting real, real close to being something that's just very stupid for them. And so for them to keep playing with Trent and not just pay him doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
Do you think that the Trent Williams and the Brandon Ayuk are at all related as far as the timeline for both, or are these just completely independent and separate deals that have to get worked out?
Yeah, I think in general people want to say they're totally unrelated because they're two different deals, but I do think in terms of both these deals, it's going to be about guaranteed money. And from an ownership perspective, guaranteed money, you got to cut that check right away. And cap wise, you know, you spread it out over the years, doesn't matter as much, but it's like Jed York, if he guarantees $80 million fully to Ayuk, or, you know, what is it, say 50 to Trent, like those checks, those go into escrow, those got to get paid right away. So I wonder how much that plays into this, how much, you know, Jed is like, I don't want to cut, you know, $150 million, you know, right before I'm about to pay Brock Purdy next season. So how much can we limit that? I would say, you know, again, the deals are independent, but I bet some of that is a little bit related, trying to negotiate both at the same time.
Hour 95.7 The Game, 49ers insider Jake Hutchinson is with us here on Willard and Dibbs. Hutch, I don't want to ask you the same damn Brandon Ayuk question that everyone's been at, but like, What do we do with this? I got going today, and I honestly got frustrated, almost a little bit angry, because I'm like, it feels like every option is sitting on the table, and he still won't pick one. So, like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, you know, I think it's something that has been handled kind of poorly by both sides of this, where, you know, the 49ers sort of called his bluff, and then Ayuk called their bluff, and then they went, okay, well, what do you want? And then he went, well, pay me. And they're like, well, that offer's not actually on the table anymore, and it was to the Patriots or to the Browns, and, you know, maybe the Steelers aren't going to offer the same thing that you really want. Like, I think it's something where Ayuk probably thinks he has more leverage than he has, and the 49ers are a little scared to use the leverage that they do have, which is to say, get into camp, play on your fifth year option. We got a deadline. You're coming in. You're already there. You get on the field. Let's say by this date, we're not going to negotiate anymore. And that's something that they've stayed away from because, you know, their whole thing is their culture is you get an elite player, you develop them, and you pay them. You pay those top tier guys. And Ayuk is one of them. And he's one that fits the Brock Purdy timeline. So to not pay him is something I think they really want to avoid. And make it even more messy. But Ayuk is probably being pretty stubborn that he wants a certain contract, he wants a certain amount of guaranteed money, and until the 49ers hit that number, he's showing that he's willing to be pretty stubborn no matter how stupid everybody looks in all of this.
And is the game of chicken going his way insofar as Pearsall's not ready and Cowing is behind schedule and they really don't have other options? Is the fact that the other options aren't coming to the forefront, does this help Brandon Ayuk in his supposed leverage?
I would say it does. You know, I mean, the fact that Pearsall, listen, like I was high on Pearsall before the draft. I still think he's going to be a great player. Hasn't been out there. Wasn't out there today. And that's a guy that, you know, is a huge reason the 49ers could say, all right, he looks great. Sorry, Brandon, we're not going to cut that check. The offense looked pathetic without anyone out there. And I know they weren't playing Debo or Jennings, but like Trent Taylor was getting locked up. It was making me think of that Akon song. Like he was just getting thrown to the ground.
Won't let like, me out.
Yeah. You got me.
I had to.
It was terrible. It was terrible. And like Chris Conley's, you know, a veteran, he's solid. I liked what I saw from Cowing, but like if you go out there day one, you know, and it's just Debo who can run about three routes really well and can do a ton of things, but he's not like an elite route runner. He's not an X wide receiver. Juwan Jennings, who's a really good slot receiver, but not going to take the top off of defense. Like you got problems. So I think it does help Ayuk's leverage a little bit with that Pearsall injury. But at a certain point, I think if you're the 49ers, you got to just either cut the check or tell them, hey, we're done negotiating. Come play on your fifth-year option. I don't care how uncomfortable it is, because the way this has lingered is just stupid and embarrassing on either side.
Hutch, how do you read the Robbie Chosen thing? Is he making this team?
I don't think so. I will say he made a pretty impressive catch. There were very few highlights from today's practice because it was like last week where after the preseason game, you know, they just went no pads and took it easy and just went with the starters. But Brock Purdy threw a dime of a deep ball over D'Amador Lenore, and Chosen came down with it for a, you know, like a 50-yard touchdown. So that was impressive. That said, you know, unless they don't reach a deal with Ayuk, I don't know if they really want to keep Chosen on the roster. I think they'd probably feel more comfortable week one with Chris Conley. Now, is there a situation where they keep, you know, Chosen on the practice squad and Conley starts the season and then they flip those roles? I could see that, and I don't think it's out of the question, but, you know, from my perspective, if they have Ayuk available, I don't really see why they would trust Chosen with a roster spot.
What did you make of Brock Purdy playing the 11 snaps with a bunch of the twos around him in the last preseason game? Was it reasonable or reckless?
Yeah, it's tough because it's the only time that they're going to really get the ones. I don't think the Raiders, as far as I know, are going to play their ones. So I think Shanahan looked at it as like, all right, usually the second preseason game is when we put the guys out there. And if we don't have Trent, you know, we should see maybe if this offensive line can hold up a little bit. That said, I think you knew going in it wasn't going to be able to hold up. You knew that the wide receivers weren't good enough. You're probably putting your star quarterback in peril. So the logic of like Purdy needs, you know, those reps with guys who can't separate, maybe it's a good thought experiment, but in practice it was, he got hit twice. it just looks scary. You know, you kind of worried about him getting hit and trying to play make way too much. And maybe that's part of it. I don't know, to have conversation. It just didn't make a lot of sense to me. I think some people are blowing it out of proportion, but it wasn't like the smartest decision I've ever seen from Kyle. And I don't know how much Brock really could have gotten out of that experience.
Hutch, you said you're still high on Pearsall. We haven't seen a whole lot. Obviously, fourth round running back Garendo also hurt. Outside of that, early returns on the draft class are pretty fancy. How high are you on the group?
I've been impressed. And one thing, Garendo did return to practice today, and for the first time, he pulled that hammy bad day one, and he got back out there and looked nice. I'm not going to extrapolate much off of one practice, but he was at least back healthy, which is a sign that I think he's going to make this roster and be on this team and maybe be a kick returner. But the rest of the draft class, man, I was high on Renardo Green going in, and he is a certified dog. Like, he knows the craft of playing corner, especially on the outside. And with Isaac Yiadom hurt, he's gotten that opportunity. You know, they were trying to train him at nickel, and they have been, but he on the outside knows exactly what he's doing. And seeing him against Chris Olave was awesome. I think Dominic Pooney has been, I don't know if revelation's too strong, but he's been great. Like, he just seems sound. He seems reliable. He's not making mistakes. And those, again, the 49ers had some offensive line breakdowns that literally lost them the Super Bowl at the right guard position. So that's not nothing. That's something to look for. And then I'll give you Malik Mustafa, who, again, one of my favorite guys coming out of this draft. Thought he was the second best safety in this draft, which is probably too high of praise, but he obviously hits like a missile. But I also think athletically, he can cover ground. He's got good instincts. He's smart. Like, he's going to be able to play safety the way you have to in the modern NFL, in my opinion. And I think him and Jair Brown as that safety pairing, you know, for at least the next 2-3 years could be really, really, really exciting.
And does Mustafa's emergence kind of slow play the need for Hufanga to get rushed back, in your opinion?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Yeah, and it's something where telling a Hufanga, listen, like, he's an awesome dude. Like, he's great to talk to, and around the line of scrimmage, he's great, but he's much more in sort of the Jamal Adams mold of, you know, sort of being an undersized linebacker who's great for blitzes, and he sniffs out runs well, and I definitely think they missed his playmaking. But he has, you know, at times in his career been a liability in coverage, and so if he's going to get that job back, and listen, when we talked to him, he was honest about it, that he's got stuff to work on, that he doesn't just accept that it's his job to get back. But yeah, I think having Mustafa, I think them feeling okay about George Odom, I think it makes them feel a little better that, yeah, Hufanga doesn't necessarily need to be ready week one. And if Mustafa keeps ascending, you know, Hufanga could end up in a sort of situational role. And I don't think that's necessarily what they're planning on. But I think Hufanga, given that he's had some coverage issues in the past, I think they have sort of a different view of what they're expecting from the start of the season.
Our 49er insider, Jake Hutchinson, with us here on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. Hey, Hutch, Christian McCaffrey's fine, right?
Yeah, he was out there. He's been doing his rehab, jogging around. I saw him doing some little hurdles today. If that gets the blood pumping, I don't know. I don't know what people are probably panicking a little bit just because of the injuries. But he seems like he's on track to be fine. Shanahan obviously raved about him, in a hilarious way, talking about how he's thinking about what shape his feet are in while he's walking down the aisle, which is a little deranged in my view. But yeah, I think McCaffrey's probably going to be ready, going into week one. You don't want to think about a calf injury for your star player before the season starts, but he seems like he's on track to be good to go.
Also, it's clear that you were in the room when Kyle was talking today. Dibbs and I both noticed that when he gave the zero updates thing, he kind of drew the Z's out a little bit. Here it is.
Movement with Brandon Ayuk or Trent Williams.
Zero updates. Nothing's changed.
Did you take that as like Kyle is exasperated?
Kyle's always a little exasperated. Like, let's be real. Kyle's always a little bit just tired of, especially when every off season, it's training camp is supposed to be, oh, look at this guy. He's an ascending player, all this stuff. And every single training camp, he has to answer questions about a star player who's either holding out or not there, because the 49ers are the most annoying team in the NFL to get these deals done. And they just draw it out, and Kyle has to answer the same question every time, and he has no new answer. So, yeah, I think he's exasperated. I didn't read too much into it because I'm used to Kyle being a little tired with the media at times and occasionally snippy, which I think is probably fair from him. But I didn't read all that much into it as per usual.
And then here is the parting stupidest question of all time, but it's obligatory. Like, I don't know, Hutch, this week? Is it going to be this week?
Listen, I thought things were happening last, like not reporting anything, just, last week it felt like, okay, there's a little momentum here. What the number has to be at this point, and he's not budging. I'm not going to predict anything at this point. I mean, if it was me and I was the 49ers, I would try and get Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk in this week. And then you can have a ramp up to the Jets, who have some very, very, very good corners and have a defensive or former defensive coordinator very well. I would think you would want them in the building as soon as humanly possible to gear up for a game where you kind of need to win, because the first half of your season is a lot easier on the schedule than the second half. But, who knows? Maybe Jed York is being stubborn about this, or the 49ers are just pinching, pennies in a way that I think will bite them. I mean, Nick Bosa even said last year he started slow. I just don't know how you can confidently go into this year and claim you're a Super Bowl contender, while two of your star players are not reporting, all of training camp.
Jake, thank you so much, man. Great stuff as always.
No worries. Appreciate you guys having me on.
Okay, there goes Hutch. That's Jake Hutchinson, our 49er insider.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.